The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This male contraceptive gel that is showing promising results in clinical trials, and you apply it between your shoulder blades, apparently. Anyway, Helena Tuberty is with me. She is a fertility coach, a former gynecologist, nurse and midwife. Helena, you're very, very welcome to the show. Why between the shoulder blades?
Well, actually, it's on the shoulder blade, on the scapula. That area is...
That's even weirder, Helena.
Isn't it? It's very much your wing buds. And I guess it's giving guys a chance to shoulder the burden.
Broad,
manly shoulders, just like your own, Carol. So, yeah, it's a good spot. And that study actually is very, very small, 222 people. So, you know, it's kind of good news. It's interesting. And the fact that it is absorbed to that area. I guess they don't want guys walking around with patches on their arms. It's kind of nice and hidden. Rub on the gel after the shower and you feel good to go. I wonder, will they make it scented?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not sure. It's maybe you should be working in the marketing department, Helena, for them. Possibly they could make it scented. What does it do? Like, what's in this gel that it's working this magic through your shoulder blade?
Through the shoulder blade, yes. The only place to be. It is really giving you testosterone and a synthetic form, Navesterone, which just really dampen down the production of sperm. Now, it takes 8 weeks to kick in. So this is not going to be a sort of a Tinder-friendly type of thing. This, I think, will be very much for couples. And the, I guess the downside will be things like acne and, you know, maybe lowered libido. Or, you know, those kind of things that guys mightn't like too terribly much.
I mean, I'm struggling to think of a single man I know that would take a gel that might lower his libido. I'll be honest with you.
Absolutely. I mean, really and truly, people, especially young guys, you know, the kind of gym bunny type of blokes who are muscling up, firming up. And the other thing is, a bit like the, you know, German soldiers, who get free little sort of mastectomies because they're inclined to develop breasts with the way they carry their guns. It excites the tissue and makes it grow. The idea of, you know, a fairly youngish guy getting those moves, I don't think that'll go down
whoa,
well.
Whoa. Sorry, you didn't even mention the moves. It might give you moves.
Yes, it could be inclined to. And, you know, the sense of... It's early days and, you know, a lot of research needed. Mm. Plus, you know, and I was, you know, I ran a survey earlier today on Instagram and I got a profound reply. I mean, people were emphatic. Nope, wouldn't trust a bloke an inch. The sense of forgetting it, the sense of not admitting they'd forgotten it or not taking it as seriously. Like, women take that pill and, you know, it's... It's, you know, very regimented. They're very aware of it. They're very used to it. And, you know, the idea that guys, they're going to need a lot of education and a lot of influences like yourself to be wildly enthusiastic about it as, interesting the reply.
Well, listen, Helena, as people know, I mean, I have a set of important values, but at the right price, I can abandon them and adopt a whole set of other values. So I'm willing to be the kind of marketing face of this, but I'm not sure about the moves and the lower libido. And I didn't realize it kind of, it's this process that starts 8 weeks in advance. I kind of had this kind of image of kind of foreplay, including rubbing testosterone gel or estrogen gel into your shoulder blades, like a massage.
Oh, absolutely. I am sure you have great wonderings. But yeah, it does. So it really requires, you know, a concerted effort. It's a, you know, very much a team sport. And, you know, I think for people in long-term relationships, it may offer relief from what can be the miseries of oral contraception, IUDs. Female contraception is still very clunky and, you know, has a lot of side effects over time. And until people have perhaps completed their families, you know, that they are always looking for alternatives. And I mean, the guy thing has been, you know, lurking in the background for years. If it takes off, it could be not quite the next Ozempic, but it really could make a huge difference. But I think it would take a lot of good marketing to have it catch on, you know.
Connor in BlackRock has identified a possible marketing crossover. He says the new contraceptive gel could be called the Hard Shoulder.
Actually, I did think of that. It was kind of like I was waiting for you to come up with that one.
And somebody who just signs off their text as A says, as much as I love my partner, I wouldn't trust him to do this properly. And then it would become my task to rub it in. And sure, then I'm doing it anyway, so I may as well just take the pill. And that is from A. There's another A on the line as well. Ali Ryan, the founder of goss.ie. Ali, would you trust a man to remember to rub this gel into his shoulder blade every morning after the shower?
That's not me secretly texting him, by the way. I don't know if I would trust them, to be honest. But in saying that, I totally like what Helena said at the start, you know, where they should shoulder the burden. Like, even listening to you, Kieran, how you're responding to, oh my God, moves, oh my God, this. Do you know what women have to go through on a monthly basis? And I think guys have heard us complain about it so much that the last thing on earth they would want to do is have to go through this themselves. So I would worry that, you know, it wouldn't be done on time. I didn't realize it was that period leading up, because I was thinking you could probably sneakily just be like, oh, hey, babe, I want to give you a shoulder massage. And then, you know, just pop the gel on. But it sounds like you need more time. I obviously, like, I think we've chatted about this for years in general in society. Like, is there some sort of oral contraception that a man could take? And every single time surveys are done, like Helena was chatting about earlier, people always say they just wouldn't trust their partner. And because it's something that's fallen on women for so long, I do think we might have a few accidental babies now if we had to fully rely on guys. And I don't know how genuinely men would handle mood swings, not feeling great, lower libido. Like, you're shocked at that. Like, so many women on the pill get a lower libido as well. Like, that's what women have to deal with. But I don't think men want to take any of that on. I don't know any men that I would ever take it on in my life anyway.
I'm genuine. I wasn't just saying it for a fact. I can't think of a single man I know who would willingly kind of volunteer moves in a lower libido. But it's interesting, like you say that about, you know, not trusting men to remember to do this every morning. I don't think I've ever finished a prescription properly, like antibiotics or tablets that the doctor's given me. I don't think I've ever done it. And maybe it's only kind of 5 or 10 days. And I still, after about 3 days, I realize I've just stopped taking it. I've forgotten about it. The idea that I'm going to remember doing this forever.
No. And the thing as well with guys, like, I think there's always that joke where, you know, oh, my partner won't go to the doctor unless his leg is hanging off him and stuff like that. Sometimes I feel like maybe it's not taken as seriously, whereas women, like, regimentally have had to do this. And with, like, the female oral pill, like, if you take it at the wrong time or on a different day, it can cause mood swings and headaches and all these things. So we kind of have to do it at the same time every day for loads of different reasons. But I was literally chatting to someone about this earlier, because I actually froze my eggs again last week. So it's my second time going through it. And it's such an intense experience. I was talking to my friend about how women have to go through periods every month. They have to take the pill every month if they go down that way. They have to, like, carry a child. They have to have a C-section. They have to go through the after. And I was a bit like, is there anything that lads could do? And to be honest, I think this could be the answer.
Sorry, why did you freeze them again a second time?
So the first time when I froze them, this is the joys of being a woman, they couldn't get to my second ovary, just where it was positioned. So I had to go through it again. So it's basically like I've done now 2 rounds of IVF. Like, I was off work for days, did 6 days of recovery. So I'm only back to normal now today. And that was literally just to freeze a few eggs. So I have 14 eggs now frozen, which is great.
Sorry, I'm absolutely leaning into the stereotype here of the ignorant man. But I kind of assumed that was just kind of a pop in and out to a fertility clinic and there wasn't anything to it. What do you have to go through?
So I actually shared it all on my Instagram for that exact reason, because most people think that's what you have to do. It's basically the same procedure as IVF. It's just there's no implementation after. So you have to take hormone injections every single day for up to 2 weeks. You have to take trigger injections. You have to be scanned internally every 3 days. You have to get your bloods done all the time. And then you're given a huge amount of hormones to inject into your body. So I ended up looking like 9 months pregnant, had no appetite, bloated, sore, headaches, everything you can imagine. So it's literally, it's kind of like being pregnant, but it's what people would go through IVF. And I had to do all of that and pay $3,000 just to get a couple of eggs. So this is my argument. Like, women have so much of the responsibility all the time in all areas when it comes to fertility.
And how long are those eggs, frozen eggs, good for?
10 years.
Okay.
So it's a long time. So I'm 34 now. So that would bring me up to 44. So it is quite a long time. And for me, it's just a plan B. It's not something I'm hoping that I'm going to have to do or have to use. But this is my point, I suppose, is that women have to think about these things. We have to make these plan Bs. Mm. Or if we're in a relationship where you're not ready for children, we have to make sure that there's contraception of some kind. Like, the responsibility does constantly fall on us. But yeah, I just wanted to make that decision now, because they say to do it under the age of 35. So yeah, unfortunately, the girls, we have a time clock and it was ticking away.
Helena, when we talk about, you know, all that responsibility falling on the women's shoulders and how reluctant men might be to take anything that is going to lower the libido and lead to moves and all of that sort of stuff, do you suspect that's why there's so few male contraceptives? That the research, just the money that you need to pump in as a pharmaceutical company or whatever into the research to develop this, they think, you know what, there might not be any return on this. There's no point, because if there's any of those side effects, fellas are not going to take it and we won't sell enough of the product.
Absolutely. And I mean, really, the book, as Ali said, that rests with women. And then actually, you know, speaking on the egg freezing, you know, when you freeze eggs, you have them in storage. That means you must, if you're going to use them, you have to have IVF all over again. How many eggs will survive the thaw? How many will fertilize? How many will implant? And then how many will, you know, end up in a miscarriage? So it's a law of diminishing returns. And it really is very, very tough. So, you know, women actually carry a baby. They become pregnant. Their lives change. Guys have traditionally been able to kind of sail off into the sunset. They do not have the same level of responsibility. Every time a woman is pregnant, she is at severe risk of serious and perhaps mortal. She's in mortal danger because, you know, she can have a miscarriage, which can be, it's a deeply psychological, very devastating loss that doesn't get its full kudos. Also, if, you know, a late miscarriage, she can have preeclampsia, which is actually predicated by the guy's DNA. She can have gestational diabetes. She can have preterm birth, which is also predicated by the guy's input. And she has to bear all of that for her body. And there are sequelae for the infant as well, for the child, the developing child, urogenital issues in later life, cardiac issues in later life. So it is a huge burden. Women do bear it. And IVF is not necessarily the magic bullet either. It is no guarantee. But then, restorative reproductive medicine really does.
After shouldering, you know, all that burden, though, Helena, of course, when the baby comes along, men do all the heavy lifting.
Oh, of course. Don't they just? I'm here actually with a 9-month-old. I'm here in France at the moment. And daddies are great. But, you know, because mum is on maternal leave, maternity leave, you find that a child will, she'll know all about the child, or are they in the next size of clothes, or what are they eating or feeding at the moment. And by the time she finishes maternity leave, there's been such a bond with that little child that dad is slightly secondary. They can be great helpers. Modern guys like yourself are amazing. But the book kind of stops, you know, do we all need new shoes? Are we going to this wedding? You know, do we need to call it and go to a doctor if a temperature is raised? So women really still bear the brunt. It's a second job. It's actually 1.5 times a regular job. Plus, you know, the sense that work is still not flexible enough. You know, salaries, positions, you're always defending yourself and trying to, you know, juggle work and life and babies. And the second child really makes it very much more difficult. So that's why the delay in having children, the cost of housing, gig economy, all of that really makes a big difference, you know, because people are, you know, very responsible. You want to be able to mind your kids and give them the best. So,
Helena, I'm still not taking the Moob gel.
But, you know, it's incredible. I know, seriously. You know, the fact that the amount of side effects from the pill, you know, migraines, mood swings, incredible bloating, you know, feeling, you know, emotional and mental issues, not a lack of clarity, difficulty in working, really is massive. And women have been doing that. You know, I remember the fairly early days of the pill when people were having, you know, getting blood clots because the doses were massive, but still having contraception was such an incredible freedom, a change for women particularly. You know, the double standard. So, you know, it really is, it's very tough. The thing that we would be thinking about would be risk to fertility. Would there be any, if it's 8 weeks to crank up the system to, you know, taper down production of sperm, would there be any sequelae of will the system come back online?
Oh, I think we don't even need to get into risk of fertility. We've absolutely destroyed this as a product, I think, already. Certainly I have in the minds of most of the people texting in. Ali, could you see it taking off? Doesn't sound like it. Oh, we've lost Ali there. So it's okay, says this listener, for women to put up with all the side effects from contraception, but the poor men can't possibly have any impact on their bodies at all. And John the Napper. John says, I've no problem taking the male contraceptive pill. I'd never forget. I'm 60. I just take it every morning with my blood pressure, cholesterol and aspirin. John, thank you for the text.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.